brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
I feel really broken. I have acquired some personal loans, credit cards, and medical bills that my husband is not aware of. They total in about $60,900 some odd.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know how to confront him about it, and I guess I need to know what my next steps after I would do that would be.
It's pretty scary.
Yeah, what happened along the way?
Well, we've been married. It'll be 29 years this May. I'm 50 years old. I'll be 50 on March the 23rd. This happened one other time that I had got some credit cards, and it was in 2012. The quantity of that was $7,774. We bought a home in 2000, and we ended up refinancing it in the 2012, and we were able to get that caught up. He was upset, but this time the quantity is much more. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, okay. Fortunately, I had met one of your preferred coaches back in 2017, and I wanted to get finances in order, not live paycheck to paycheck. And at the time, I didn't have any credit card bills, just had a few loans. And I feel like my husband has neglected some of the emotional support that he should give. And so the coach has said, you know, you need to be a team, your husband should come. And my husband did go one time. And during that time, you know, we talked about our situation. He didn't show a lot of emotion. I cried and begged for him to take over the money. And so the next time I met the coach, he said he could tell that my husband wasn't totally involved. And we continued to meet for less than a year. And I felt like I could maybe do it on my own.
And so you're handling the whole household budget on your own, or your finances are separate and you on your own have gone into debt?
It's all together.
Mm-hmm.
But he gets paid weekly, and a lot of times he will cash his check.
Mm-hmm.
And he will take some of that for his lunch money, and he does smoke. And mm-hmm. so he has like, he takes that money. If I take the check, I will give him like $120 mm-hmm. for that next week.
But you're supposed to be managing all the money. And so the only reason he doesn't know about the debt is he's not involved in the money.
Correct.
So why was he upset when he gave you the money to manage, and then you didn't do it because he doesn't help?
Well, I guess, I mean, I take responsibility. I shouldn't have done this. But I do feel like he should have stepped up.
Yeah, both are true.
Yeah.
Both are true. And they're not, you know, no, you shouldn't have gone this far in debt without talking to him about it. You should have raised a stink a long time ago. But now here we are. So it's $61,000 in debt. And what kind of debt is this?
$11,000 of it is credit card.
Mm-hmm.
$27,000 of it is like little personal loans, but they're terrible,
mm-hmm.
High interest rates and stuff. Mm-hmm.
So basically, you'd come up short in the household budget and go cover it with a credit card or a payday advance loan or something like that.
You are correct.
Okay, it wasn't like you went and bought something for yourself on the side while he's completely running the household budget over here, and you just lied to him about a credit card. You're running the household, and you're not doing a good job, and that got you guys into debt. He doesn't know about that. Am I correct, or am I missing something?
No, you are totally correct.
Okay. All right. And the rest, so 27 is the bad personal loans. How much was credit cards again?
$11,000.
Okay, what's the rest of it?
I have a 401k loan that $270 comes out of each paycheck.
Mm-hmm. What's the balance on the 401k loan?
$5,200.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what's the rest of it?
The medical bills are $7,400. I mean, it's like $7,407.72, but I'm just kind of getting
I got
you. Right.
You're fine. I don't, the pennies don't matter at this point. I'm trying to get the concepts. So the who got sick?
It was my daughter that's in college. She was having major stomach pain, and it was took two emergency room trips.
Mm-hmm.
So 4,000 of that is, well, it's 2,600. Both of them are about $20 difference for two different hospital emergency room trips.
Okay. All right, Linda.
And then
here's
well,
the
one
thing.
Of them,
here's the thing, okay? You've got some financial problems that are solvable, but more so, you have a tremendous marriage problem. Massive.
Do you agree with that?
I do.
Okay.
I really do.
When something is this big, you have a data point, and that is when you sat down with him and said, hey, I've been managing this all by myself, and you're not helping, and I have driven this car off the road into the ditch to the tune of $7,000. You've got a data point on how he reacted. Now you're 8.5x that, or 8x that, 8 times that much. I recommend you get either a couple or a pastor, somebody that you trust to be a part of this conversation, because it may be combustible. Are you going to be safe? Is he going to overreact? Is he going to yell and scream? Is he going to hit you? Is he going to run out of the house? What do you think his reaction is going to be?
He's pretty much passive aggressive.
Okay.
And you know, I do fear emotionally more than anything the rejection. I think I could take better if somebody punched me. He doesn't beat up on me or anything.
Okay, you need to sit down with a marriage counselor.
ASAP.
Now.
Yeah.
The debt thing you can work out with one of our coaches, and you actually know how to do that. When the two of you get on the same page.
Hang on the line here. I'm going to hook you up with 3 months of BetterHelp for free and at least give you somebody to call right now today, a licensed counselor. Hang on the line, and Austin will get you taken care of there.
Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.